For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek. Missouri officials have selected a company to design plans for a new facility at the Fulton State Hospital campus. The hospital is the state's only maximum security psychiatric facility and is the oldest public mental health facility west of the Mississippi River. Patients include those committed by the courts for evaluation and treatment, and people found not guilty or unable to stand trial because of mental disease. Governor Jay Nixon said Monday that Parsons Brinckerhoff was chosen as the lead design firm. The New York-based global consulting firm has offices in St. Louis. Construction of a new facility is expected to start next summer and be completed in 2016. The current year's state budget has $13 million to start the planning and design process. The Columbia Board of Education has re-elected Christine King as its president and has re-elected James Witt as vice president. KBIA's A.J. Feather was at the Columbia Board of Education's regular meeting last night, where board members held the elections and also discussed Missouri's progress on adopting the Common Core Standards, a series of national guidelines designed to increase consistency and quality in K-12 schools across the U.S.
Following the elections, Columbia School Superintendent Chris Belcher gave an update on the district plans to adapt to the Common Core curriculum standards. The Missouri State House voted on HB 1490 last week. It allows Common Core to stay in place until a new working group can recommend new assessment standards for Missouri schools, though Belcher says he doesn't think the Common Core is going anywhere. The real goal of the bill was just protection.
It seemed to me like they were just trying to put in some protection language that Missouri always has the right to develop standards, which has always been the case. So I think it's a little bit of redundancy in language, but that's what it takes. I mean, that's not a problem.
Belcher spoke generally in favor of the Common Core standards, but said implementation of the standards is what matters. The school board will maintain control over the processes and materials used. Belcher says he has some concerns, but no more than he's had with other curriculum.
I've had concerns about the MAP curriculum. I've had the concerns about the MMAT before that. It's okay to have specific concerns about what's being taught when and what's being assessed when. Those are normal debates, but I think it is a good thing that if we want to be compared on international standards, we have to have those international standards, and they have to be the same. And if we want to be compared nationally, we have to have the same.
Belcher stressed these are not federal standards. The Federal Department of Education supports the standards, but they are not federally mandated in any way. Other members of the school board chimed in, noting they are in favor of the Common Core focus on good teaching and understanding over facts. A.J. Feather, KBIA News.
The winter that just won't quit has one more punch for the nation's heartland. A cold front bringing a brief return to sub-freezing weather, creating concerns for growers of apples, peaches, grapes, and other fruit. Temperatures in the 70s and 80s in recent days gave way to highs in the 40s in much of the lower Midwest yesterday, with even colder temperatures following overnight. The National Weather Service issued freeze warnings for parts of six states: Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, and Illinois. That could damage peach and apple crops, even grapes for wineries. Ameren, Missouri says construction is underway on an 11-mile natural gas pipeline from Columbia to Ashland, which currently does not have natural gas service. Officials with the utility say the $11 million project is expected to be completed by mid-September. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports the current delivery system to Ashland is a 4-inch line that is running out of capacity as the area grows. Ameren officials say extending a 10-inch gas main from Columbia south to Ashland will help improve that capacity. No customers have yet asked for the service. The pipeline will generally run parallel to Highway 63, but the utility says construction will not impede traffic. The Missouri Senate has temporarily set aside debate on ethics legislation that would curb lobbying. The bill would make lawmakers wait 2 years after their terms expire before registering as lobbyists. It would require lawmakers to reimburse lobbyists for most gifts within 30 days, and lobbyists would have 48 hours to report such expenditures. But debate was halted after a Democratic attempt to add an amendment to impose limits on campaign contributions. Another provision would bar legislators from serving as paid political consultants until 1 year after leaving office. Missouri is the only state to allow the trio of unlimited contributions to candidates, unlimited gifts from lobbyists, and no waiting period before an elected official can lobby. Television host and gardening expert P. Allen Smith led a campus panel Monday in honor of Thomas Jefferson's birthday and MU's 175th celebration. The panel was structured around two major points: farmers markets and community gardens. Within each topic, the discussion spanned issues like how to increase producer profitability and consumer accessibility to quality food, and the current crisis and solutions surrounding food security in smaller and local communities. Although Smith was facilitating the discussion, he also shared a lot of input on the topics discussed. He says being a part of the panel was the most exciting part of the two-day event.
We talked a lot about the producer of local food and the consumer of local food. And sometimes, you know, they're not in the same room and they don't know each other exists. And so to help advance this idea of locally grown food, better food for our communities and growing community gardens, we got to get together and we have to talk.
The panel was held on the MU campus and hosted by the MU Botanic Garden as part of a two-day celebration and expo. MU Botanic Garden officials say the panel was aimed toward promoting awareness and community involvement. Some Missouri lawmakers want the state to open an economic development office in Israel. A spending plan embraced by a Senate committee would insert $200,000 into the next state budget to open an office in Israel. For KBIA News, I'm Katerina Sestarek.